Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell, and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
What was left of my heart has dwindled down to about
10% operating capacity now. So it's kind of left me short-breathed and can't get around very well. No, I didn't go to the hospital. I learned that's a waste of time. So I figure if I'm going to die, I'm going to die at my house. I'm going to die here. I'm going to die at my feet or at my battle station or... You know, if that's the way the Father wants me to go, that's how I'm going to go. And I'm just, you know, I'm not going to fight it. And it keeps me alive for one more fight all the time, you know. It's been a long battle since it has started about December 11th, 1965. It's been a long battle. And, you know, Sunday I was sitting here just kind of piddling around waiting for the Super Bowl to come on, and two Air Force bombers flew real low overhead. I wish I could have seen it. I love seeing the planes, you know. Been seeing them for years now. You get the black helicopters, the Chinooks. And now they've got these, I don't know what they are, some kind of Air Force bombers. But they fly so fast that by the time you get outside to see them, they're long gone. And they're not like the Chinooks where you hear them 5 minutes before you actually see them. And so, I know things are heated up. You know, I thought this was going to be the first administration where I wasn't on the death list. I don't think I am. I don't think Trump is trying to kill me. I think it's everybody else. And so... You know, he can't ignore me as much as they all want to, you know. We had a huge, huge hand in protecting Trump and his inauguration. And, you know, it's just time to get the ball rolling. It's time to get the one regime out of the way so the other one can come in. I'm not playing sides. I don't play... the human politics game, I don't get involved. My war isn't with humans, my war is with the kingdom of Lucifer. And if that involves humans, so be it. That means they're in the way. And pretty much that's what's happening now. They want to fight and they want to stay in control. And what I'm talking about is the Lizard Faction. And the Lizard Faction is what I have been fighting for years. I went through it with the Bush administrations, the Obama administration, and then Trump comes out of nowhere, and he's not the Lizard regime. He's not part of that. And so that's why we protected him to get into office, so we could get this next regime going. Now, I'm not supporting this next regime. I just see the writing on the wall, especially with Bible prophecy. And wanting to get things moving, because that's kind of where I'm trying to find. Here it is. I sent out a newsletter last week. If you haven't signed up for the Sherry Schreiner Ministry newsletter, you can go to my website at sherryschreiner.com and sign up for it. And I actually explained the different factions and who's what and where. So you can kind of get an idea of what's going on. The Lizard Faction's being shoved out the door, and they're kicking and screaming. While the New Age Faction comes in, and I'm not part of that faction either, it's just the calling I've had for 15 years now to expose that faction, and I've got plenty of articles and videos and radio shows I've done on that. Because it's out of that faction that the Antichrist and False Prophet will rise out of, Maitreya and Sananda. And so those are the two character beings you need to be watching out for. Those still holding on to Obama's the Antichrist stuff. It's time to move on. It's time to move on. All right, so... The 13 Illuminati bloodlines are part of the reptilian faction. And, you know, you can, I don't know how much of David Icke you can take. He talks about the reptilians and the human connection. A lot of it is very true. A lot of the stuff he says is also not true, but a lot of what he says is true. So you just chew the grass and spit out the hay, as you would anybody else. Or anyone else, and you just chew the grass and spit out the hay. Truth is everywhere. It's in pieces. This is a huge puzzle. And there's pieces of the puzzle everywhere. But the part of that was very true about the reptilians dominating this Illuminati bloodlines on Earth. And that is the faction that is on the way out the door, that one that went down, the one Trump defeated by winning against Hillary. And so now you're going to see the other faction trying to fight and stay in control. I don't think they got the memo from the majority of Americans, 85% voted for Trump, that they're sick of him. They want him out of here. You can't get rid of them. They're everywhere. They dominate the media. They're paying for protests everywhere, chaos. This is all coming out of the reptilian faction. And the people who run the reptilian faction are the big people with the big money. Soros, Rockefeller, Rothschild. Although Rothschilds try to stay in the deep background, they set up Soros to be their front man. So everything he does is basically linked all the way back to the Rothschilds. But the Rothschilds are trying to play both factions. They want the New Agers to think, oh, we're the good people, we're going to help you. And then they want the lizard factions, the reptilians, to think, oh, we're with you. He's the money man. He's like the pawn and the puppet string master in the background who has both puppets on each hand, you know. That's Rothschild. And so, you know, you've got Soros and the whole Nazi faction, the Bushes, the Clintons, the 13 Illuminati bloodline families, all related. The Queen is with them. The Pope is with them. And this is why you're going to see all these people and all these groups come up against Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump represents the New Age faction that's coming in to take control. And this regime coming in to take control is going to set up a worldwide economic platform called GACERA, also known as NACERA in America. And that's the platform they're coming in on. Now, if you read their own New Age boards, they're all spitting fire at Trump. And they're saying that Trump is going to be forced to resign because all corporate candidates, it doesn't matter who it was, if it was Trump who had won or Hillary, they would be forced to resign because there's going to be new leaders for the new restored Republic of America. And, of course, as much as they talk about restoring the Constitution, they just throw it out because the majority of people voted Trump in office. Paul Ryan did run, and he ran because he dropped out because he couldn't get support. I don't understand why the Chinese can't take note of that. Nobody wants Paul Ryan. Nobody likes him. The Chinese love him, apparently, and the Chinese want to appoint Paul Ryan to be the president of the United States and force Trump to resign. That's what really makes me angry about the whole thing, because if that happens, then nothing changes. Nothing changes. We just stick to the same old. They can call it a restored republic. They can call it a banana or an apple or an orange republic. Anything they want, it will be the same as it was before. Because Paul Ryan and Mike Pence are part of the problem with this country. They are not the solution. They are ingrained reptilian faction lizards who have done everything they had to do to crawl to the top of the power chain, be in the positions they're in, which means they're part of the child trafficking network in this country. They've raped and killed children because those things are required to get anywhere as a top position in a government in our country. That's what the reptilian factions required, to rape and kill children. It's part of their sacrifices to Satan. It's part of their Satanist rituals. And I'm not talking once or twice a year. I'm talking about doing this constantly. They do it several times a week. They go on lunch breaks in the Pentagon. They'd go to the basement, the underground base underneath the Pentagon, and they would rape and kill kids. They do this constantly. It's not a once a blue moon on a satanic ritual holy night. No, it's every day, folks. They do it at the Pentagon. They do it in Congress. They have an altar to Baphomet. And when you go to the basement of the Capitol and you make your sacrifices to Baphomet, that would determine how much power you would hold as a congressman and whether you would ever be a part of a White House function or not. Now, this was the Obama White House and the Bushes, everything underneath the Obama, they were all the same. The reptilian faction was brutal. Brutal on human sacrifices, child trafficking, human trafficking in general, because when you're making sacrifices to Satan on a constant basis, where are all these people coming from? You know? Look at the milk carton kids, $300,000 a year. That's just the kids. There's over 1 million people missing in America every year. Can you imagine worldwide? And Tory Smith exposed this whole network run by the Pentagon and the Air Force through AFRICOM, NORTHCOM, and SOUTHCOM. They have the Air Force planes and CIA planes that go to South America. They abduct and kidnap kids. They go to South America. They trade with China. They go to Africa. They clear out whole villages in Africa of kids. They kill the parents off with AIDS, and they take the kids so they can use them in their child sacrifices. And Europe's involved with it too. Europe has its own huge child trafficking network. And where does that run out of? The Vatican. The Vatican. If you read my book, Interview with the Devil, Lucifer reveals that the Vatican gets the best of the litters. They call them litters, the best pickings, whatever they want. And then the leftovers get dispersed out to the Congress people, the politicians of London, the politicians of America. Corporate heads can buy a kid for $40,000 to rape and kill. Did you know that? Oh, they're on the auction block. Because the more you rape and kill, the more power you accrue on the corporate or the satanic ladder. Yeah, and the more power and the more higher up is the more money you make, more position, more money. That's what it's all about to them, position and money, and they'll get it. They don't care how many kids they have to kill. And you know what? How do you think Pence became vice president? Pence isn't the savior on Trump's ticket. Pence is the problem on Trump's ticket. See, Trump isn't like Pence. Pence was put on the ticket just to get Trump through so Congress wouldn't throw a fit. You know why Congress doesn't like Trump? Because Trump hasn't paid his dues. Trump hasn't baby raped and killed and made eons of sacrifices to Satan like they've done. So they don't want anybody getting in above them who hasn't climbed the satanic ladder, so to speak, like they have. And so they're jealous of Trump and they hate him. I thought maybe putting Mike Pence in would kind of calm the storm, and then they'll get Trump out of there, and Mike Pence would take over, and Paul Ryan would become the president, Speaker of the House. You know how many kids he's killed for that job. And then they'd both run this country together in a restored republic. If that's the case, folks, then nothing's changed. Nothing has changed. People looked at Trump for change. You know, Obama said he was change we could believe in. He did nothing but make the government a big RICO playground. And that's why Trump said, I got to drain the swamp. He didn't say I have to drain a river over here or a tub over there. He had a swamp because they were all drowning in corruption swamp in D.C. And that's what they're doing now. And now they're all running scared. They're all running scared because they're afraid of being exposed. It's time to drain the swamp, set it on fire, don't you think? And if you have those people involved, Paul Ryan and Mike Pence, then nothing changes. Nothing will change. It just represents the old status quo. And that's why Trump is holding on for dear life until he can get his people in position, all his generals, and he can start going after the flunkies in the swamp. Now, there's videos out claiming 70 people are going to be arrested high level in D.C. You know what? When Mike Pence and Paul Ryan and Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party leadership and Obama and Valerie Jarrett and the entire former White House staff, and all of them are on that list, then we're talking getting somewhere. Because it starts from the top down. And when they always say from the top down in this country, you better believe it's the president. The president's at the top, and he's the one running things and responsible for things, or his White House staff. No one's exempt. No one was immune. They all had to do the same things. You know, when you're a politician and you're running for state senator or state representative, you have to be pre-approved. In other words, you have your Democrats and you have your Republicans, two-party facade. Let's play a game. Let's act like we're on different parties. Okay, you play the red part, I'll play the blue part. They have to be pre-approved to even run for office. So even at your state level, the pre-approval, what does that mean? Well, what do you think it means? First of all, they have to be Masons. Everybody has to be a Mason. That's the status quo. Because you have to take the vows and oaths to Lucifer. And you become a part of the Masonic Brotherhood, which entails everything that they have to do as politicians. They get up the ladder from that point on. They're killing and making sacrifices to Satan. It's all about Satanism, folks. It's all about Satan. And so when they get vetted at the local levels and the state levels, they're then allowed to run for Congress. But you better believe they're vetted at the local levels way before they even get to run for Congress. Because once you run to Congress, it's a freaking Baphomet altar in the basement. There used to be an underground temple there made of gold to Lucifer. And instead of taking off to my labs under Arlington Cemetery, under Congress, under Pentagon, under the White House, the one they used to go to the city, and all of the underground tunnels led to the city, this temple to Lucifer underneath D.C. And that's where they would do their sacrifices all day. They would take off, do a sacrifice, and then go back to work. Well, that city was destroyed. I destroyed it several years ago. Me and Father and some angelic forces, we destroyed it. I destroyed that one. I destroyed the one at the Vatican. I destroyed the one at Buckingham. And when I say I just, me and the Father and the angelic forces, we all work together. And those three were destroyed. And so they had to come out with new places to meet. And so that's why they now have this Baphomet altar under Congress, and then my lab underneath Arlington, and my lab under the Pentagon, and they had to build this new my lab under the White House. And they were doing that the whole time Obama was in office. They were working on this underground base underneath the White House there, between the White House and the old executive office building. There's all kinds of tunnels and stuff underneath the White House. And there's a very hidden area of the underground base under the White House where there is an altar to Baphomet. Now, they don't typically need altars to Baphomet, because when Lucifer will show up somewhere himself, then they don't typically need an altar, because he'll go himself. And he typically, if he's going to be in the area, if he's not above my house, he'll go straight to the White House itself. He's not going to. There won't be any need for an altar. the reason there's an altar at the Congress is because he's not going to go there himself. He'll go to the White House, he's not going to go to the Congress. That's why they have an altar at Baphomet. It's where they make their sacrifices to Molech. So all of this represents that whole regime, that whole satanic sacrificing Lucifer butt-kicking regime, getting them out the door, getting rid of all of that, tearing all that structure down, and that's why so many are mad. And they're kicking and screaming, and the media spitting, and the celebrities are growling, and all these Satan worshippers who don't want to see that whole structure torn down are spitting mad. And they're coming up against Trump's White House because they want to keep the status quo in this country of Satan worship. Let me tell you the reason they like immigrants and illegals. Because first of all, when you're a narcissistic, blood-sucking, baby-raping, sacrificing Satanists like they are, they like suffering. Suffering is big energy for these Satanists. And so their suffering of illegal immigrants coming over, killing innocent Americans, making it miserable, rising up everybody's taxes, bankrupting cities, bankrupting the nation, that's all energy for them. Energy is like a leash to these reptiles. And when there is suffering and pain and misery, it's like a constant source of energy source, a food source for reptiles. And they feed off of it. They also like the fact that these people come in with no papers. You know, they sneak in the country. You can't be tied to anywhere. So guess what? They're the first ones disappearing off the streets. Why do you think the aliens have these bases in, like, the Chaco Mountains in Arizona and the mountains in Southern California? There's always UFOs in those areas. Why? Because they're abducting people they see crossing the deserts, through the deserts, over the border. Because the aliens use them for food. To them, it's a food source. To Americans, people like the CIA, they go down there and abduct these people and get them out of the cities and where illegals hang out. And then they disappear these folks, especially the children. They disappear them. And they shuffle them through these child trafficking networks. That's how they get away with it. That's how they get their victims. And if you notice, because I was noticing, I was looking at this map the other day, and was talking about where the illegals are congregating the most in America. And, of course, it's the East Coast, New York City, and blah, blah, blah. And then you see the northwest part of the country, and it's just hammered with illegals up there in Washington and Oregon. Really? Because I'll tell you what. Let me tell you about the northwest part of our country. First of all, Seattle area is dominated by military and Air Force bases. So they could be moved in and out. There's also a huge training ground facility out there. It's also on the corner of Canada, which is kind of in the middle between northwest America, there's Canada, and on the other side of that is Alaska. Now, why do you think there's so many bases popping up in Alaska over the last 10 years? Because I'll tell you what, Clinton closed a bunch of bases. He closed about 10 or 20 American bases. And a lot of these bases just relocated to Alaska. But there's about 20 military bases in Alaska right now. Why do they need to be in Alaska? Well, from what I know, from what the father showed me last year, is that Alaska is a link of child trafficking network to China, to Asia, and Russia. And so there's a huge network system there between China and Russia over to America, and it comes through Alaska. They're like the trade people. I don't, you know, maybe the Chinese get sick of raping and eating their own, and they want to trade for American kids, American people. It really doesn't have anything to do with sex. You know, they're not like, we're just going to steal girls or we're just going to steal boys. They just steal them both because they don't care. They don't care what the sex is. They're so perverted, they'll destroy either one. They'll rape either one. They don't care. So it's a numbers game. It's a numbers game. We've got 200, and we'll just swap you 200 over here. You know, it's the numbers are much higher. But just saying, it's all connected. Child trafficking networks up there and the human networks. I can't even remember that vision I had. So last year, the year before, all these Congress people in Washington, they were taken up there. It was pretty brutal. You know, you often get these blurbs from sometimes these political websites. They'll say Congress gets on a plane and they're all going to Florida for a funeral or something. Let me tell you this. It never fares well when Congress gets on a plane. They did it during the Bush administration, during the Obama, probably all of them. But yeah, I had this vision about Alaska where a bunch of these Congress people and their families are herded into this facility in Alaska, and they separated the men from the wives from the children. And of course everybody was upset about being separated, and because, you know, they're elitists, you know, they think they should be treated, you know, on red carpet as rivals or whatever. The kids were shuffled off to China to be sex slaves. The women were killed in front of the men, and the men were sold, scalped, and replaced. So yeah. And that pretty much goes along the lines of what Lucifer has told me, is that they just soul scalp them, replace them, and then they'll even replace the families, the women and the kids, or they just disappear them, separate them, divorce them, separate, you know, whatever. Disband the families, whatever. Come back to D.C., the congressmen. It's all facade. They're replaced by clones and lookalikes and things like that. So that's pretty much stuff that goes on, folks. Certainly Satan doesn't get you rewards. People think it does. Oh, I can become a congressman. I can, and they make money off the bat. You know, they come in and they're all bought up by special interest groups, and they're bought out and bought up and bought sideways. And they're thrown into the whole Luciferian Satan worship system that controls D.C. and Hollywood and everybody else in America that's at the tops of the tops of anything. But you gotta pay to play. You know, it's not a one-time deal. It's not, okay, I'll get involved with the sacrifice and then that's it. No, it's constant, it's constant. You can never make the beast happy. He's never had enough. And it destroys the people. People have a break in their consciousness of how much you can take. Reptiles don't have that. That's why they can just go to levels of evil and depravity and think of things we can't even think of. Because they don't have a break in their consciousness. Humans do. And so that's why they replace, completely soul scalp and replace these politicians, because, you know, reptiles have no problem killing, raping humans and eating them. That's what they do anyway. Where humans eventually would just lose their minds. I mean, I have to be careful just the stuff I see going on at the Vatican, because stuff that goes on there is so brutal. I don't want PTSD just from seeing stuff from 10,000 miles away. It's brutal. Brutal. That's what these animals do. And you know what? This is what Trump's fighting against. This is the swamp that Trump's trying to drain. All this Satan worship, all this debauchery, all this brutal, brutal depravity, murdering, child trafficking. He's trying to put an end to it. And for that, all of these reptile groups, Hollywood celebrities and singers and politicians, that's why they hate him. That's why they hate him. They don't want to see the status quo get destroyed. But I'll tell you what, he's going to learn who his friends are and, who aren't. Because Paul Ryan is not his friend. He's a lizard. He's with the status quo. And so is Mike Pence. Mike Pence is with the status quo. He is not Donald Trump's buddy. And he is not a born-again Christian. I get so sick of hearing these Christians. Because somebody says they're a Christian, or they'll hold up a Bible, or they'll pray. Really? It's not what you say. It's what you do. The Father said, by your fruit, their fruits, you know them. By their fruits. One of the things I found ludicrous last week was reading an article about Chicago wanting help from Trump. Really? Obama was president for 8 years. He was from Chicago. Why didn't he do anything for Chicago? Why aren't all these Chicago libtards bringing up the fact that their president was in office for 8 years and didn't do a thing for them? They just keep spitting up crap about Trump. Never mind the fact that Obama was there for 8 years and didn't do one thing for Chicago. He didn't do one thing for anybody in this country. He took the money from our country and gave it to the Muslims. The same thing as Rahm Emanuel. What do you expect in Chicago? You've got the number one Mossad agent in the country acting as a mayor of Chicago. He's been embezzling millions and billions out of Chicago to the Mossad in Israel. The city's broke. The city's crime-ridden. And to distract from all the embezzlement taking place, they just make the crime rate blossom, so that's a huge distraction. Everybody thinks it's the crime rate in Chicago that's bleeding the city dry when it's the Mossad agent mayor. It's all distractions and smoke screens. Why do you think Rahm Emanuel took the job of mayor for Chicago? Because he saw the writing on the wall. He got Obama in office because Christians thought Obama would protect the Jews, because for some reason the churches think they're supposed to be patriotic and protect the Jews in Israel today, which are nothing but blood-sucking Satanists. So once he was no longer needed, he went to Chicago to be mayor so he could embezzle billions over to Israel, because he knew Obama was going to bring in all these Muslim Brotherhood and fill up D.C. with the Brotherhood. And what he did. And then he funneled billions. They're missing $20 trillion from the Pentagon. What do you think it is? Muslims. I wait for the day when they grow up here and really start putting the people that need to be on trial for treason on trial for treason. Quit going after the underlings. Set the top and go down. Hillary did Benghazi. Yes. Obama was involved. He was the ambassador Stevens there had paperwork, documents to prove that Obama was funding ISIS. That's why Hillary killed had Stevens killed. Obama didn't kill Stevens. Hillary did. But she did it to protect Obama. That's why those two will always be two peas in a pod. And she had free reign of the State Department the whole time he was president. She did what she wanted. She ran the State Department for the Queen and the Pope, whatever they wanted. You know, they went to Libya and destroyed Libya. And guess who got all the gold that he had? He had like 20 tons of gold there. The Queen took it. So excuse me, it takes American soldiers to go take this guy down, and they hand all of his gold over to the Queen. Do you think the spoils should go to the winners? Why is it always the American people who are the ones that are sitting back being screwed by all this? Look at our infrastructure. It's falling apart. My kids go to a school that's about 300 years old. Should have been condemned. What kind of school does these politicians go to? What kind of schools do their kids go to? Hmm? Think they're putting buckets under their roofs when every time it rains? Think they're eating garbage they call some kind of food for lunches? See what they feed these kids? Then you get these rich elitist scumbags on the Food Network, especially from the White House, and they show you how the White House kids are eating at lunchtime. Really? You want to see how the rest of America kids eat? I thought that was a terrible idea. And then Michelle Obama and her, oh, kids need to be eating healthier. We'll pay for it. Because our kids are eating frozen, heated up microwave food for lunch. And you want to slam in everybody else's faces how healthy your kids are eating? Excuse me? Where's America's money at? How come our schools are, and our kids are being treated so poorly and badly? The infrastructure's falling apart. If you look at Germany's high-tech train systems and rail systems they have and stuff, and they've had 20, 30 years of that. You look at America, it's pathetic. There's like nothing high-tech in America. And they say America is one of the largest high-tech nations in the world. Really? Really? I don't think so. You know, outside my house is these train tracks that have been built in the 1800s that are still being used. They drain America. They drain every dime out of your pocket. For their bases. They've spent billions of dollars in underground bunkers that we've destroyed. They're not going to sit their big butts in them. I don't care what they think. They've stolen trillions of dollars from the citizens, and they are not going to benefit off one dime of it. All their black budget projects. Well, let's see. You've got all this stuff going on Mars, and guess what? The lizards have been thrown on Mars. Now that Mars is dominated and owned by the lizards. The humans didn't get off, they're trapped. All your little bunkers to put around America and New Zealand and around the world, destroyed. If you think you're going to pull out your toys out of Antarctica, no, not going to happen either. I already took control of that. You sucked the people dry, and now you're going to pay for it. You got nowhere to run. Nowhere. I think it's funny, I was reading this article today about how these billion-dollar tech guys from Silicon Valley are buying up homes in New Zealand so they have someplace to run during the apocalypse. I love it when they tell me where all these people are going to be at so I can put it on my target list. But you know what? I already had a vision last year, two years ago, about New Zealand. And the people from New Zealand were trying to get to Australia. So something happens to New Zealand because they're all trying to get off New Zealand and get to Australia to survive whatever catastrophe is hitting New Zealand. So I don't think New Zealand's going to be a little safe haven you think it is. Wherever they go, there's going to be miles and miles of wrath behind them because of what they've done to the citizens of America and their own countries. What they've done to the Canadians. Look what they're doing to the Australians. Look what they're doing to the people of Europe. Us little people. You've been bleeding dry and persecuting and putting on your assassination list. They never stop trying to kill me. It just goes on and on and on. And I just get mad. And my target list gets longer and longer, and then it starts to shorten up because all the things on the target list get destroyed. You see how it's done? Y'all hear my cat? Ah, oh, come on. My kitty. She comes to say hi. So where was I? Next couple of weeks are going to be interesting because the shadow government, who they claim is being run by General Dunford, is supposed to roll out the RV and force Trump to resign. Well, you know what? Trump's not going to resign. Not if... No, he's going to have too much help to stay in power and drain the swamp. That's the way I see it. That's the way I see it. You're not going to replace the majority voted in candidate. 85% of America voted Trump in office because they wanted change. And so you're not going to keep the status quo. You're not going to keep Ryan. You're not going to keep Pence. You're not going to elevate them. You're going to keep in the majority candidate, whether the Chinese like it or not. That's what I have to say about it. I don't even care about politics. But I want this next regime to get rolling because I'm sick of the swamp. I'll deal with the next regime. I've been dealing with them. They're the ones who tried to kill me Thursday night. Put them on the back shelf for now. I already threw two of them in the lower realm of hell. They're being held there for detainment for right now. Because I'm not dealing with that regime right now. I'm dealing with this other one. We've got more regimes than you can count and keep straight. I'm here for the Most High God. I serve the Most High God. I am Heaven's ambassador on earth. I'm a prophet. I'm a watchman. I'm a seer. I'm a messenger. Whatever you want to call me. Just don't call me intimidated because I'm not intimidated by any of these freaks on earth. I'm not intimidated. Roll out the GCR. That's a step forward in the right direction, according to prophetic timelines. That gets us going where we want to go. Because paying attention to this reptilian Illuminati bullcrap is causing delays. And nobody wants delays. So drain the swamp. And the Chinese who want to put Pence in Ryan and power, they're part of the swamp that need drain too. Like I said, y'all gonna find out who your friends are and who they aren't real quick. I was gonna talk about Nibiru because somebody posted a video about how the Vatican doesn't want Trump talking about Nibiru. No disclosure, no acknowledging Nibiru. I even wrote a letter or an article about Nibiru years ago. I even wrote about it in my book, Interview with the Devil. Let's see. I'm not afraid to talk about Nibiru. Nibiru was Lucifer's ancient planet. I'm trying to find what I did with it. There it is. Planet X, Sedna Antitata, signs in the sky, armies of the Antichrist. Planet X is also known as Nibiru. Its ancient name was Planet Rehab. Rahab, not Rehab. I always call it Rehab. Rahab. In Isaiah 14:9, it says in regards to the Antichrist, hell from beneath is mood for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. Isaiah is talking about the entrance of the Antichrist onto the world scene, and his entrance being marked with the entrance of Planet X at about the same time. In other words, when you see one is the sign, the signal for the other. So as Planet Nibiru, Planet X, Planet Rahab comes closer to the earth, it is the sign for the arrival of the Antichrist. Now, one of the things that you know, has gone haywire is that people are misconstruing the second sun as Nibiru. The second sun and Nibiru are two completely different objects. Two completely different objects. Nibiru will come up from behind the sun, but it's a separate object from the second sun. I've got articles on the second sun. I've got videos on it. I've done shows on it. They are two separate planets. Nibiru is red. It's red. And it often, because of its red, its tail dust, looks like it has a tail. The inhabitants of Planet X are former offspring of Lucifer's during his fall from heaven. The angels who fell with Lucifer was part of their judgment. A lot of them were thrown onto this planet. A lot of his wives and children and everything, that had taken place, thrown on this planet and cast out of the solar system. Part of their judgment. And, of course, they don't know who they are because the fallen by now have died, and their offspring are, and the head offspring and their offspring head offspring. And that's what's the problem with a lot of these alien races today. They don't know who they are. They don't know what their true history is. Because, see, they're not immortal. Lucifer might be, but his minions are not. So they've had offspring, and they've had offspring. Lucifer has devised a false history, and all of them to follow as if it was their own. So he's the father of lies. He's the history maker. Towards the last days, Nibiru will come in. That's the sign of the Antichrist arriving. The Vatican has a telescope in Arizona. It's called Lucifer. And they all hush us. They've been down there. They've been watching for Planet X coming in for years. It started coming in 2012. It ran into our orgone-saturated air and hightailed it back out of here. Went to the south. It was in the South Pole. It's where it is now. And when it gets ready again, it'll come back up this way. When you look at the Bible and you look at the trumpets, the judgments, the seven trumpets, they can all be fulfilled by the arrival, the presence of Nibiru, Planet X, coming near the earth. Also the sixth seal, the great earthquake, that could be caused by Nibiru. Or it could just be caused by the Father, either one. Now, I've seen all these videos about how we're in the sixth seal. The New Ages has some stuff out. We're in the sixth seal. Really? No, we're not there yet. We're not there yet. They kind of have their own Bible and religion thing going on. You know? And they all get together and they pray against trolls, people who are trying to help them and wake them up and ask them questions that they can't answer, don't want to answer. They call them trolls and they spit hate towards them and they try to threaten them and tell them they're going to hell for not believing. The problem with the New Ages is they have followers. The problem with the reptile faction is they have followers. The problem with idiots in general is they have followers. So I'm going to be working with whatever time I have left on this earth. I've got probably about 15% left of my heart that works at any one time. I can barely breathe. But with every percentage I have, I'll be working to tear down the swamps. I'll be working to tear down the strongholds of Lucifer on Earth. And I don't care which faction I end up fighting against. Right now it's the lizards, the swamp. And at the same time it's the greys and the Ashtar Command. The ones who are trying to take over. You know, that just behooves me. It was really stupid. I sit here and use 10 million angelic forces to protect Trump during his inauguration so he can get inaugurated because they had planted bombs in the White House. He certainly wasn't going to be inaugurated that day. The bombs were found and disposed of. He was inaugurated, obviously. There was no problems, obviously, because we had 10 million forces there. And then the people try to kill me. Sananda and Saint Germain. They turn around and try to kill me on Thursday. It's like, seriously? We're not in an alliance or in a pact or anything like that because they're New Age Satan freaks. They're lost children. But it seems for now that everybody wants to get the next regime rolling, and a big part of that was protecting Trump so he could get in and drain the swamp to get it rolling. And then instead of saying thank you, they try to kill me. Seriously? It just never ends, folks. When you deal with narcissists and insane lunatics, you just go from one loony bin to the next. Anyway, stuff I didn't get into tonight. I will next week. I just hope we see the ball rolling. I really do. I'm tired of the swamp. Tired of dealing with it. Tired of hearing them. I don't even want to hear their crap on TV. I don't want to see these celebrities and their protests. And you know, that's all. The women marches are just the witches. The sisterhood getting together. Let's do a women march, because if we call it the witch march, no one will show up. It's the witches. It's the sisterhood. No one's aligned with Lilith and goddess worship. They work with the brotherhood. Just say, drain the swamp, folks. Let's get rid of all these baby-raping, baby-killing Satanists. Anyway, till next week, everybody. Yeah, bless.